Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
You went along to the ADC Theatre last night to see The Waves. It follows the story of Bernard, Neville, Louis, Ginny, Rhoda and Susan, who are childhood friends. They're bound by their mutual love and hate. Their lives remain interwoven from shared school days and despite their divergent paths through adulthood.
Yes, this is a Virginia Woolf novel, actually. It was written in 1931, and she kind of calls it her play poem.
Yeah.
It's very experimental, and for her, it was very different to what she'd written before. And so it tells the story of these six people who meet at, I guess, play school, preschool, and kind of grow up together but apart. And so in the first scene, you kind of see their characters as small children.
Right.
And they move on through university, through life, through, you know, diverging, moving away, coming back. They come back together every now and then at dinner parties kind of thing. There's a mysterious seventh character who we don't see but plays a very big part in their lives, particularly in the second act when something tragic happens and it affects them all. They all come back together again. And it's very much how people, although you may not like them too much, you because you have that bond from being very small, you kind of can't get away from being part of each other's lives.
Just shared too much history.
And in fact, there's a kind of a thing towards the end where they almost become each other. It's almost like each character is a personality trait of one person. So it's very clever. It's very poignant, very well written. It's adapted by Sarah Taylor, who's a student at Cambridge. So she's adapted the whole novel into this play. I was looking up trying to find if there were any more adaptations. I found a radio adaptation from 2001, but there don't seem to be very many. It's quite a difficult thing to watch because it's very intense.
Mm.
The language is very 1931.
Okay.
Very Victorian, sort of Edwardian. It starts off in the Edwardian era. They talk about Queen Alexandra, which gives you the 1901-11 timeline. It's about friendship, about losing friendship, about what happens when something happens to another friend, how everybody deals with it. Very good. Very good, very interesting, very poignant.
Mm.
The second act, I was transfixed. It was just really so many words and so much truth about life and about friends and about, you know, how we all change, but we don't.
Yeah, you're sort of still that
person, still that
child that you started out
you really
as
are.
Being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how things affect people differently. I mean, each character has a different foible, I suppose, a different flaw. So they all have different ways of speaking about themselves, lots of monologues, lots of soliloquies. They don't interact greatly together, if you see what I mean, until towards the end when they do speak to each other.
I suppose that makes sense though, doesn't it? Because like you say, the deal is that they've started preschool together,
yeah.
But apart from that, they don't have that much in common.
Not really, there's three girls, three lads, and the girls go to school, boarding school together, the boys go to boarding school together, but then they diverge after that. So they come back, they meet at Hampton Court, and then they meet at Hampton Court again. And you know, the characters obviously grow bigger, and this mysterious seventh person, who I think is probably more mentioned in the book, is mentioned briefly in the first act as this sort of figure that they all totally admire, and then when the tragedy happens, they...
So this is the problem with a theatre review is that you can't tell us how it ends.
Absolutely
but I
not.
Always
no, no, no.
want
no,
to
no, no.
know. And I'm just desperate to know more about this seventh character.
There are two sort of incidents that are really quite shocking in the second act. So, and that's how they all react to that, to those incidents.
It's
fascinating.
It sounds great.
It is, and the acting's superb. It's the University Amateur Dramatic Club.
Could the individual vignettes, as possibly almost a phrase, rather than the monologue, would they work as standalone individually, do you think?
I think they quite possibly would, because especially
And that's down to the performance, the writing, or a bit of both?
It's down to both. I mean, the performance, performances are extremely good, and when they come and do their individual vignettes, is a good word, they really do grab you.
Mm.
They grab you very much.
Mm.
And the staging is excellent.
About to ask you, how is it?
Bare stage to start with, and there's some multimedia video
Oh, yeah, now I remember it said this, actually. Yeah. It was going to... Yeah, they're bringing together kind of a different multimedia innovative theatre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very different.
Go on, tell us a little bit.
I'll tell you a little bit. If, yeah, in between each kind of change of age, I suppose, or change of where they are, there is a little bit of video which you see for a few moments. Beautiful music, which brings you back to the title, which is the waves.
Yeah.
So the waves, it could have, you know, there's lots of meanings to that. They were brought up in a coastal town near the
right.
sea. Then there's the waves of growing up, the waves of emotion. It's really very
that
good.
That is brilliant.
It's very clever.
That's kind of like very Virginia Woolf.
Very Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a terribly sad life, didn't she, really?
Mm.
And she killed herself sort of 10 years after she wrote this, just after the war. 1941. I know, sorry, yes. Let's have a jolly morning.
People might still be having their breakfast at this
point. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, so, I have to say, that does sound absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's at the ADC Theatre.
It was only half full, which was a little, you know, it's a bit sad. The front was full.
First night, rubbish weather.
Yeah, lots of different
liven up, maybe in the week.
Age groups as well. I think a lot of
that's
Virginia
good.
Woolf fans who are older, lots of students. Yeah, it was a very good evening and we went home very reflective.
Mm. So, well, that's brilliant. So that's going until Saturday and it's 7:45.
It is, yeah.
Get there a little bit early, get
Absolutely.
Yourself a drink.
Yes, and a programme.
And a programme.
Yeah, because I love programmes. I have a collection.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much,
that's
Sarah. That
right.
sounds great. That's The Waves at the ADC Theatre running till Saturday.
Yes. Cambridge 105 Radio.